Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to
Mind Body Stuff.
I'm Kaylee.
I'm Bernice.
Who are you?
Are you listening?
Are you listening?
Are you listening?
What's your name? What's your name? Who you from?
Who you from?
Who you from?
Who you born from?
Who you born from?
Well,
who's your adult?
Who's my adult self?
Who was your adult? Who's your mother?
My mother? Oh, Joan.
Well, you asked the question, who you from?
Oh, yeah. You said who you from.
I messed up.
Oh. Well, then I made a joke about
it. I know. And then you seemed very confused when I asked it back.
Because you followed the train of thought. And then I forgot where we started.
And then you got distracted.
Welcome to our world.
It's never dull.
I feel like I'm still recovering from the training weekend myself.
I definitely am.
I'm kind of all...
I can't think straight.
Me neither. Like yesterday, I bent down. This hardly ever happens to me. I bent down and I came up super fast. And I'm like... I'm going to pass out. I wasn't even teaching. I was in my house. And then I'm like, my blood sugar is off in some way. Like I was all like freaking out, which I'm sure it was just because the lady used a weird cleaner on my floor.
Oh,
and I think I was getting high off the cleaner anyway. But I associated it back to like, I am so tired. I just don't realize it.
Yeah. Well, I'm very tired. That was a big weekend.
It was a big, amazing,
it was
another
so good.
Amazing
it was
weekend.
It's probably our best one yet.
Oh my God, it
it's
was.
Hard to say that. Every single time we do this, we always say it's our best one yet. That was our best one. Every single one is the best one. They're all so amazing in their own special ways. These groups just have their own.
Oh, they have their own
like,
personalities.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I love that we had the wings done in time.
Oh.
I felt like the whole theme could just be like. Like, take flight.
That was one
take
of Kaylee's amazing ideas again. Let's put some wings up on the side of the building. I'm like, okay, I guess. So, well, I bought a turtle shell, you know. But the people loved it. And they love it all over the community. People are coming and taking pictures with it all the time.
They are.
I mean, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Wings.
Wings.
Angel wings.
Well, that gives you wings.
But we can't say that.
No, because it's from Red Bull.
I thought of something else, though. Something like...
I thought of it like...
Oh, spread your wings.
Spread them. Hashtag spread them.
Hashtag spread them. Spread your wings and fly.
I was thinking like, take flight.
Oh, take flight. Like, let Ula helps you take flight. I wanted to associate with Ula.
I wanted to... Actually, I remember what I wanted to do. I wanted to do metamorphosis through movement.
Yeah, but that's so wordy.
Who cares? Put it on a hoodie.
Metamorphosis through movement.
Not as a hashtag. Okay? My life doesn't revolve around Instagram.
But then what about all us like people that people's. Don't know what metamorphosis is?
Then they can look it up.
Look at all the people like Nike and whatever, Red Bull. You guys can sponsor us if you want. Anyway.
Hey, Nike. Hey, Nike. Are you listening?
Just do it. Those little slogans are so catchy and they're so easy. They're so like, yeah, I get it. I want one of those.
Okay, then figure it out.
Spread
your
wings.
All you do is complain. All you do is complain.
Spread them.
Create some new ideas rather than criticizing mine, and then we'll have a real conversation about this.
Spread them.
Okay?
Spread them.
Okay.
Spread them. Anyway.
Hashtag.
Hashtag spread them. Ula helps you spread them.
It does, really. I mean, it really does.
I feel very warmed up.
Oh, God. After our new song this week, I bet you do.
Oh, hello.
Whoa, you guys.
Mamacita. Jason, I dare you guys to go look at the video.
They can't yet. Oh, they can't.
No, the video of Jason.
Oh, the music video.
Of Jason doing it.
Jason. Jason. Oh, I forgot to watch it yesterday.
Oh, hello.
I watch it.
That's like a private moment, perhaps. Anyway.
Watch it alone.
I'm super excited.
I'm excited, too.
Oh, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about how hard it is to be a grown-up.
Oh, sad.
It's hard.
Are we grown-ups?
I don't feel like I am, but somehow I have a life that demands me to be grown-up.
I know.
And that's where I get confused, because I don't feel like I'm a grown-up.
It's so hard.
But then I have this life that I have so much to take care of.
Adulting.
And it's very like, how did I get here?
Oh, I know. I know. It's like, uh-oh.
Sometimes I stop and I look around and I'm like, I don't think I can do all this.
And then I'm like, why am I in charge?
And that's how I feel.
Who put me in charge?
The other day, well, I have several stories to talk about today.
We love
so,
these.
You know, just sit back and hang on tight.
Hang on.
I feel bad about the last podcast when I was saying bad things about Rob.
They weren't bad. They were funny.
They kind of were funny, but he probably wouldn't like to know that that he was on the podcast.
He wouldn't even
know.
Whatever.
He doesn't care.
He wouldn't care at all. He doesn't care about the podcast. He'd be like, yeah, sure you want to marry someone with OCD. Go ahead.
I know, but I always say, you know what? Make your own podcast and you can talk about your side of the story.
Yeah, and that would be funny.
With that passport situation, okay?
Oh, yeah.
You go ahead and tell your listeners about the passport.
And you realize that Rob is wonderful in many ways.
Well, of course.
And in some way, but and lacking in just a few minor things. One is,
if I was miserable, neatness. I would probably say how amazing he was constantly, because that's sometimes what people do.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah, you're exactly right. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm going to segue just for a second.
Go for it.
But how about folks, when you're on any of the social media things, I just went to a few friends' husband sites.
Oh, that's funny.
And I was just like, oh.
Is it painting a totally different story?
Well, no, because it's all the wives are just tagging the husbands.
Yeah, so you're like, what do you guys write about?
Yeah, so I kept scrolling down. I went to like five different husbands. It was the
how
same
bored
thing.
Were you?
Super bored.
Oh my God.
But I scrolled all the way down, like, when does the husband tell a story?
Oh, yeah.
But it was hardly ever on their pages. Mm. It was all like, Bernice Johnson tags, well, however you do that on the top.
Mike
Johnston.
But
Bernice
he never
Johnson.
Tags you?
No, of course not. No.
Is that what you're trying to say?
No, but I was just saying how interesting that the men didn't have any, the women were tagging the men with all their stories.
Yes.
But there were no stories of the men, of their own stories.
Yeah. Well, because they're not, they don't care
they
as
don't
much
care
about
it.
It.
Yeah, that's what's so interesting. But I just found that interesting. I'm sorry. That was a segue.
Well, as I was feeling guilty, remember that's, no, I'm not even going to go there.
Mm-mm.
It's a terrible thing.
Moving on up to the top.
Never mind.
In the high rise apartment
too much
in the sky.
Okay, so being a grown up, I want to talk about this. Well, I have to bring in some of the stuff that's happening in ULO right now.
Okay, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so we've known this for a while. Our building sold. And so we know that we're going to have to open up a new studio
space.
We have to move because they're going to tear our building down.
Yeah,
this is basically a done deal.
It's not just like sold, like, and then
sold,
know,
and then the new owners
then
are going
to Joan bought it.
You're going to write a check to a new owner.
No,
like the building is going down.
Bye bye.
But we love our location.
Mm-hmm.
We're really centrally located. Parking is a big issue because all of our traffic comes in bursts.
And we have, we're
like incredibly
30,
loud.
50 people, like, hello.
And we're so loud. So we have to be very conscientious of who our neighbors are. So anyways, we have this meeting with our landlord on Thursday.
Last week Thursday. A week ago from today.
So we had this meeting and he's like, you know,
very
talking
nice,
to us. Because
yeah.
We're like, well, what, like, you've got to give us some details. Like, what is happening? And then he's like, this story has to be interrupted. I think I accidentally shared confidential information about the new studio space. However, as you can understand, we need a new studio and that is stressful. Okay, back to our podcast.
You know, we know the studio's in town and they're too small for us.
Yes.
And they're surrounded by too many normal businesses for our sound.
Yeah. Or
so,
we could be downtown, but parking's an issue. Like, these are things that I have to do.
Yeah.
And it just feels so overwhelming, especially when we're tired after the weekend.
Oh,
I just am like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Yeah. It's like taking charge.
It's interesting. And then I'm like, well, I don't want to do it. And then I was fantasizing the other night and I was saying to Rob, I was like, Rob, when do you think might happen that we have a simple life? You know, I'm like fantasizing about both of us having like 9-to-5 jobs and we like own a house and we own our car, you know, and like just like I just want simple things,
right?
Just like
straightforward
9-to-5 jobs, a house, you know, our kids, and that's it. Not all this complicated crazy stuff that we have to deal with. And he just looked at me and he laughed. He's like, that's just not who we are.
No.
I'm like, damn it.
No, that's so true. That's like when I asked my dad when I was like in my late 30s, early 40s. Remember? And I said to him, like,
yeah,
why is my life like this?
Yeah.
And he said, well, when would you rather have it be like this?
Never.
He's like, do you want like this?
Never.
When you're 60 or 70?
Never.
And I was like, probably not. He was like, right. So do it now. And I was like, I got it. I'm on.
Yeah, but for me, then I'm like, but I don't want to do it. But I do. Mm-hmm. And then it was really actually powerful because, like, at our closing circle or one of the circles, we do many circles, many trips around the circle at the Empowerment Weekends.
Around the moon.
Nobody thought I was funny this time, which kind of made me sad.
What?
I tried to make so many jokes this weekend and nobody laughed once. Never. I was like, oh. Tough crowd. But one of the times we went around, one woman said, you know, like how important this space is to her and that no matter what she's going through in her day, she knows that she can come to this space. And she said, however I show up, I know that Ula will show up for me. Mm-hmm. And I was just thinking about it and I was thinking like, a lot of people really rely on Ula as stable ground or as a place to like reconnect or as a place to, you know, find their footing. Mm-hmm. And it feels stressful to hold the responsibility of providing that space for people. Mm-hmm. But what an honor too. So I just kind of had to have a switch of my brain.
Reframe.
To be like, to be like, no, this is like, what an honor to be able to have a place for people. So rather than be like, oh my God, it's something I don't want to do. I'm so stressed out. How am I going to do this? I kind of had to be like, What an honor. What an honor to be able to do this.
That's a very good reframe. Yeah. And yeah, I think my adulting was like, sometimes it's just the simple things that just drive me insane. Of course, I'm like, you know,
yeah.
Like, why do I have to make the orthodontic appointment?
Oh, that stuff sucks.
You know, it's on my list like over and over again. Like, don't forget, you need to make the orthodontic appointment. You need to do the well child visit.
Right.
Which I just did yesterday, finally. Right. And, just maintaining all the normal things of life. Like, did you pay the mortgage? I'm like, the mortgage? I forgot. You know, like those things where, you know, when you're young, I just remember like, you know, just like going down to the beach and hanging out and being like, I wonder what's for dinner tonight.
Right.
And not having to think about just all the stuff we have to think about all the time.
All the time.
Like it's
totally.
This constant management of stuff, no matter where you're at in your life. Once you enter the adulting world, you know, it's just constant.
It's constant.
I look at all the things that need to be done at the house or the yard and I remember thinking when I was younger, like, well, why do people want to downsize? That's so dumb.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, I totally get why people want to downsize because the bigger the place, though, it is a lot of work.
So much work.
To maintain all that stuff.
And I know I'm tired right now, but like even exactly what you're talking about, like I have a pile of laundry on the guest bedroom. It would take me 10 minutes maximum to do it, but it just feels daunting.
Yes, it looks.
It's easy. It's minutes that it would take me of my life, but it's just one of those things that I'm like, I just don't want to do this.
No, and that's where they start piling up. And then sometimes I forget what's clean, what's not.
Oh, do you?
Because someone moves it.
Oh, see?
And then I'm all, oh, no. And then I just get all like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Is this clean a little or not? And then I dive my head in and poison myself.
With the stench? Dive in. Gross. I can just see you head first.
And I'm all like. And then I'm like, oh, oh, oh. It is dirty. Okay, good to know. Oh my gosh, that's the worst.
Well, this is stupid, but right now I'm just chewing on a piece of cheese.
A hunk of cheese. It's not even a piece of cheese. She found a hunk of cheese.
In our fridge because someone at the train.
I'm all, how old is that?
Brought some cheese, and I'm so hungry, and I didn't bring any food, and it's... So I took it. Now I'm just eating somebody's hunk of Munster cheese.
Eating a giant.
I'm like, this is not what grown-ups do. This is not a responsible thing to do. But then it's like, when did I become a grown-up?
I know. Well, I
don't
remember.
Feel like a grown-up. I feel like it's totally normal to eat some random piece of cheese that was in our fridge. But then I think about like, you know, sometimes I think about my mom and I'm like, my mom never would have done this. My mom has always been a grown-up, but I'm sure she feels the same way too.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'm sure my kids look at me and think I'm a grown-up, but I'm like, don't trust me.
Oh, I know.
Why are
I
you
definitely
trusting
do.
Me?
I'm
they
like,
totally
you're
trust
depending
me.
On me for this?
I know. I'm like, I don't think you should
like
trust
me. Like Ray calling for food every day. When will you be home?
And she always says like 20 minutes and I'm like, oh my God, you are lying to that poor child. Tell him to go eat a snack. He's going to starve by the time you get home.
But if I tell him the truth, he's just all.
You're like 20 minutes and then 45 minutes later, he calls back. He's like, mom, you're like, I'm almost there. I'm like, you haven't even left the studio. So funny.
The life of extending the time.
I know, but you're just like Rob. He says that too. I'm like, when will you be home? 15 minutes. And then it's like 45 minutes later, he walks in the door. I'm like,
blah. A little bit of it. What's the word? Exaggerators?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of exaggerators.
Yeah. But adulting is really hard.
Well, and it's the other thing. I was reading this article on adulting on my phone that I looked up.
That you love.
That
and
I love.
You petted your phone as you read it.
Well, I love
and it purred
you,
back
and
to
it
you.
It purred back. It has so many answers on it.
Mm-hmm. Totally does.
But one of the things is like, I was just thinking about how, like, it doesn't tell you about love. Like, when we're growing,
your phone?
Yeah, my phone didn't tell me about it. Oh, gosh, come on.
Oh, adulting.
Adulting and love. Like, you know how it, like, you know, we know about, like, we're all taught about, like, passionate love and falling in love and, you know, kind of, you anticipate all this great thing about love and infatuation.
Yeah.
I remember being so infatuated.
Yeah.
But then they don't, nobody tells you about long-term
what
love.
Happens after that?
Nothing.
Yeah.
It's like you do all this work and everyone's all pumped up. And then finally, maybe you decide to make a commitment. Everyone comes to the party.
Right.
You know, and you have this big party and all the pictures and you're staring at each other. I just was looking at a bunch of people. I was on my phone, obviously, yesterday quite a bit. Looking at each other.
It's wedding season.
And then I'm like, uh-oh. I hope no one told them about the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Because
well, even in like, in all the fairy tales, it stops after the excitement. It says, and then they lived happily ever after. You're like, what the fuck does that look like though?
Hey. Hey, Hans Christian Andersen or whoever's writing the stuff down. You know, the Brothers Grimm. You guys. Can you finish the story?
It was a love story? The Brothers Grimm?
Oh, they did like Snow White and...
Oh, okay.
You know, but I'm talking about all their...
All their stories.
Fairy tales.
Yes, yes.
I guess they're called fairy tales for a reason.
Yeah, but we need to know what happens after that initial excitement.
Exactly. And I was reading this article. One of the difficult things about adulting is nobody tells us about the next 10, 20 years.
Sure.
They're just like, and you live happily ever after. It's like, what?
Wow.
But I don't like him today.
Oh, right, yeah.
What do I do with that?
Right, yeah.
How does that fit in?
Yeah.
And then I was reading it, and it's like, and then life is mundane.
Life is mundane.
Most of life is mundane.
Uh-huh.
Where I'm like, what? Like, every day is just the same day? Because don't you remember growing up, and every day you're like, well, school then, what's going to happen? Like, will Johnny look at me? And then will Joan say something rude? I mean, all you have all these things to kind of look forward to anticipate how you're going to, like, you know, react to it.
You don't do that anymore.
Not as much. I'm kind of like, well, then I go to the office.
It's because you don't care about relationships.
Then
I
get my chai tea.
Yeah.
Then
you're going to fight with me.
Then I'll fight with Kaylee for a little bit. Then I'll go home. Maybe I'll sit in my massage chair alone.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. Run some errands, go to Shopko before they close down.
Maybe that's why people don't make crises.
Oh yeah, because they're bored?
Because they're bored. Because life is mundane in general.
Right.
You know, once you hit these sort of milestones, like whatever they are, like maybe you get a partner.
Right.
Then maybe you want kids. You have kids. Then suddenly it's like kids.
Right.
Then you, kids go to college. Then you're like, now what? Then you have the whole other thing that you do, like work.
Right.
Then you're like, retirement. You know, it's like, I don't know, it just seems like big, long stretches of mundaneness.
You are a ball full of joy this morning,
enjoy
aren't you?
Enjoy your lives. Enjoy.
Well, yeah, I mean, yes, it is. I do think it's mundane, but also some of it just feels like the weight of responsibility. I can't, but you don't mind responsibility or some, I don't know what it is.
Well,
but
certain
like,
responsibilities I like.
You like it because you manage a lot of stuff. Like you own many properties
Please
and businesses and you have tons of kids and you have tons of animals. Like
yeah.
You have to manage a lot of stuff. You've got constantly things are going on, constantly. But that's the stuff that doesn't seem to bother you. It's like the laundry pile is what bothers you.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, sure, we'll close on that deal and we'll finance that and we'll, you know, sign that letter. And you do all the hard stuff with such ease. But it's like the orthodontist.
Oh, that's a lot.
But see, for me, those appointments, like, they're just very easy to check off. So then I feel accomplished.
I put them off. I don't like talking on the phone.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I like talking to my friends on the phone, but I don't like, I have this weird phone phobia. Anyone else have that? My dad had it.
The phones for the raft company.
I know. It was good. That was good for me. Like it, like.
It also brought in money.
Yeah. Like, ding, ding, ding. And then in the winter, I don't hardly ever answer my phone.
Right.
But in the summer, and I've gotten out of the habit because my son and husband have been taking over that part of my job.
Oh, good.
And, but I realized there are still people calling me because my number's on the rafting company's site.
Oh, funny.
So oopsies. I've been re-answering the phone.
You want to know something? I'm gonna go back to this weekend and go back to something that was very shocking for me. So I made a post on Facebook and I did a picture of the wings that we had finished. And then we had the studio all set up, which you guys did. Thank you very much for doing that.
Oh, yeah, with the beautiful chairs.
All the chairs set up for, 35 people. And I took a picture and I was just like, wow, this is really cool. I can't believe we do this.
Oh, yeah.
So I posted it on Facebook and my friend Marla, she commented and she said something like, she's so proud of me. And in that moment, like, I started to cry when I read that. And I was like, why is this making me cry?
Oh.
And I realized that, like, I look around and I see all of these people out in the world doing incredibly difficult things. And you would never, ever think that they needed to be told that somebody was proud of them. Because you feel like, I don't know, I kind of thought as, like, an adult, I wouldn't need to hear those words mm-hmm. that somebody was proud of me because mm-hmm. I thought it was just like, oh, well, this is just what I do. I'm an adult now. This is what I do.
Right. You just know. It's internalized magically.
But when I don't necessarily always feel like a grown up, then I'm like, but isn't anybody proud of me that I figured out how to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not like I just became a grown up and I knew how to do it. It's like there was a lot of like work that went into this and I'm shocked personally that I figured out how to do some of this stuff. And so it was like very surprising for me to see how much I wanted someone to tell me that they were proud of me.
Right.
Which is such an interesting thing for me. I've been thinking about it all week. Like,
well, and it is important to note like who the important people are to tell you that they're proud of you.
Right.
That we can tease out. But, because in these weekends, everybody says, we will have just tons of feedback from the people, how they just love the whole thing.
Oh, but loving and being proud of are different.
But I mean, they definitely show admiration for you. You know what I mean? Like you definitely, but I think for you, this is the conundrum you see. This is why people become actors and actresses. And I shouldn't say that for everybody. That's not true. But sometimes you just have such an empty hole in your heart for that one person or two people to say those words to you. So you get like millions of them to say it, but it's still not satisfying that one person or two people that you want to say the words to you.
And I know what you're talking about. And I think it is definitely, there's definitely merit to that. But I just find it fascinating that I wanted someone to recognize how hard I work.
Yes.
Like, that's why like 100 people can say that they love Ula and that's great. And I want to be making something and being a part of something and like whatever that people love. But it was shocking to me because this feels like an adulting thing. I'm like, but are you proud of me? Like, is somebody proud of me? And I just thought that was fascinating. And then I am on this, board that I've talked about before. And there was this email that went out and it was looking for feedback and any type of revision. And all of these women were like sending back really cool feedback and like speaking with words that I don't always use. And there was a part of me that wanted to be like, oh my gosh, you guys, you are all so smart. And then I realized that was a very immature thing to say. That's not something you say in a professional setting, but I'm like, why not? Why don't we as like professional or accomplished people say like, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you that you know how to do this stuff. Or wow, it's so cool that you even thought of that. But all the emails that were coming back, like obviously because it became this long email thread with about 15 women making different comments and revisions. And never once did anybody say like, oh my gosh, that's so brilliant. Like that's amazing. Or like, great. You know, it was just like smart woman after smart woman after smart woman, like adding their thoughts on it. And my feeling was like, that's so amazing that all of these women are so smart.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
It's pretty amazing. And yeah. So I guess my point in telling this story is like, I didn't realize as an adult
that people want to hear that.
People still want to hear that they're proud. So if I feel that way, if I feel that way, then I'm guessing a bunch of other people wouldn't be sad to be recognized.
Oh, for sure.
And so I thought, how great, like, what a great reminder for me to just tell people that I'm proud of them or that I'm impressed by them or that I see how hard they're working and I think it's amazing.
Or how smart they are, or how loving they are, you know, like, oh my God, you just seem so smart.
Yeah, I guess that's one part of being an adult that shocks me is that I didn't realize that A, I would still want to hear this stuff, and B, we just as adults, we don't tell each other this stuff back and forth very much.
No, we just assume that we already know it.
Yeah, we can say, I love you, but to me, that's different than saying, holy shit, you're smart.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Look at what you accomplished. Or like, even just like, how do you guys even know anything about this? Like, this is so cool.
Yeah, right.
It's so cool. How do you know this? All the knowledge. Yeah. You know, we just need to tell each other more. Like, wow.
Well,
I can't believe you know this.
I think that's why I love these weekends so much is because people are they're saying that to each other in these circles.
Yeah.
And we just don't do that in our regular
lives. Exactly.
And I think that's what makes us crave it, I think. For me anyway, what happens to me after the circle time is I feel it from everybody. I feel it from everybody in there. Like, I'm like, oh my God, this is like a blessing to be able to do this work and to be able to feel all this.
For sure. And you legitimately feel so proud of every person who goes up there too. Like, it's so.
And also how much they love Ula. Like, it's like, you know, it's just mind blowing how you hear story after story, how it's changed people's lives. Like, it's just like, oh my God, that's like, you just forget sometimes. I do anyway, I get in a little rut and I forget how it's affecting people. And then, but what happens to me after these weekends is I go home and then I'm like, I expect like it's all going to be like that. Mm-hmm. Like everyone, Mike will come up, particularly for me, it's the people that are close to me. Like I want him to be able to come to me and say, oh my God, I think you're the most amazing person in the world. And of course, I know he loves me and I know he thinks he's amazing. And you guys have heard him say it on this podcast.
He loves you.
But how ridiculous that I come home and then right away he's just kind of like talking about his business, as he should. It's very busy.
Right.
And inside I'm like, you better say something nice to me. You know, we're changing the world. He's just like talking on and on and on. And suddenly he looks over. He's like, well, you want to have dinner later? And I'm like, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
And I have all this. And you know what I could have done, folks? Let me tell you what I could have done. I could have said, hey, let's stop for a sec. You know what I really need from you right now is we need to talk about what happened this weekend.
Right.
And I need to hear you say blah, 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 blah.
What do you want him to say?
I want him to say like, you are this, I just love you and I think you're amazing and I appreciate all the work that you
do. See, you want people to tell you that too. It's fascinating. We all want to hear it.
But I want to hear it from Mike. Like, I don't even know why. Now, let's think about that. That's ridiculous because he does love me.
Right.
He obviously does respect me. He obviously thinks I'm phenomenal. He'll talk about it with his own business. You know, like, well, you did all this stuff. Da, 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 da.
Yeah.
I can't believe we do it without you. But now I'm like, well, what about what I'm doing now?
Right.
You know, it's a weird, like, I just get so hung up on it. And that's what happened to me. I did the whole weekend and then went home and then went out to the ranch, I guess. Oh, I taught on Monday and then went to the ranch and I was tired, obviously. And I get out there and the place is just trashed because there's 15 guides living there. But part of me is like, cannot one of you adults see that there's crap everywhere and there's dead food on your countertops? Like, you know, all the things you should be noticing as you're running your company.
Right.
And I just thought it was interesting that they are adults.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, they are 21 and older.
Yeah.
Some of them 35.
Right.
And I'm just like, and I spent 2 hours.
Yeah.
And then some of the guides came in, they're like, wow, this is nice in here. And then the refrigerator looks so much better. I'm like, grow up! Why is that my job? I don't even really work here anymore.
Right.
And I'm not, that's smart about seeing that you're running a business in filth. You know, so that guy's like, I want to string all their throats. And then I also want to be like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the adult every time.
Yeah.
I'm sick of it. Yeah. But then if I'm not.
Then it goes to shit.
Who is?
Right.
Who is? Who will pay the mortgage?
Right. Right.
Months will go by. You know, whatever happened to that house we had? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Like, it's like, I don't want to do it, but I can't not do it.
And then I went upstairs and cried in my room.
Yeah.
And I was like, and this is what I do when I don't want to adult. I go, I want my mom.
Did you say that?
Oh, yeah. I always do that.
I want my mom.
I want my mom. Or then I'm like, well, maybe not my mom. And then I change it. I want my dad. And I'm like, well, maybe not my dad. But then I go back and forth.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
And
so
that's how I know
that you're...
That I'm needing
you need
someone to take care of me. Like, you want to just go back in that childhood role, like Huxley is now.
Yeah.
You know, where she can just go, Mom, you know, can you help me? I fell off my bike. And, you know, because when nowadays you fall off your bike and everyone's like, get on.
Right.
I'm like, well, my leg hurts.
I know.
They're like, well, don't make a big deal about it. I'm like, oh, my God.
Okay. Okay.
Get on your bike.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a funny, it's a weird combination of things like, you know, get back on the horse if you fall off. Or can I just fall off and lay on the ground for a while? Well, and can you come pick me up?
Honestly, that, the Kelly Clarkson song.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's actually been really powerful for me lately just with that whole, I don't know, just the whole messaging of it too. It's like, I just need someone to hold me and like, don't fix me. Like, I just need someone to hold me. And there, it just feels too overwhelming right now. And I don't even want to take care of it. I don't want to do anything about it. Just hold me and love me. And you don't need to make it better. You don't need to make it go away. Just need you to like be there with me.
You could have some plans maybe for the studio remodel.
Yeah, you could provide that for me, however. But I'm really grateful because we're going up to your house, your lake house, tomorrow. And I'm not taking any children. It'll be my first night away from Frankie. And I just, like, I feel like I'm desperate for a reset.
Yes.
Like, I'm desperate to hit pause.
And
like,
you're so
I
smart,
just need to hit pause for a moment because it's all going too fast.
Because I'm like, let's talk about Tulum. You're like, no.
I'm like, we're not working.
And we're not working. And
we're
right, we're not working. We're not working. We don't have to work.
We don't have to work every single day.
Right.
We don't have to work every day.
Yeah.
And we need to just pause.
That's
we
that
just,
proud thing. Like,
stop.
Well, if we don't, who will be proud of us?
I know.
And I'm like, oh my God. That should be on my gravestone. Like, never stop working. No one was proud.
It was such an eye-opener to me. Like, I just need to say it more. Like, I'm so proud of you. Like, how did you figure out how to do all the stuff that you do? You lived a life where you didn't have to do a bunch of stuff for yourself, but you yet figured out how to take on all of this responsibility. You do so much for us. You do so much for your family. You do so much for all the companies you own. Like, how did you figure out how to do all of this?
I have no idea.
So I'm proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Like, we don't tell each other. And I feel like the more powerful a person is, the less you think that they need to hear.
Very good point.
That you're proud of them. Mm-hmm. And so it's like someone like you who's strong and capable and able, I wouldn't think that you necessarily need to hear that I'm proud of you.
You would just assume I knew it.
Yeah, I would just assume you knew it. Or there's like the shame of me being like, well, how could I tell her that I'm proud of her? Like, I don't have anything to do with her accomplishments. I've never done the stuff that she, you know, it's not like I'm her mentor being like, I'm so proud you figured this out too. It's like, I'm just looking at you and I'm in awe of what you can do.
And that happens to you and Ula sometimes because you're the founder and creator. There's an awe around. I know you don't want that, but that's just how it is.
Right.
Because people are like, oh, I remember like doing riding classes with like an Olympic judge.
Sure.
And just being like, don't look at him. Mm-hmm. Which I'm sure he's like, why didn't you look at me the entire time? Like, is there something wrong? Is something bad with my face?
Yeah.
But I think that happens to you sometimes because people are like, there's Kaylee, you know, but they can't talk to you.
Right.
Like just talk.
Right. And then that makes me nervous because then, of course, I am like, they don't like me.
Yeah.
And then it makes me nervous.
Right.
Really, it's just everyone's just kind of nervous.
They're just whatever. Nervous.
But it has been interesting. Like, I've done a lot of growth in that regard recently, and I've kind of figured out a lot of things around that. But I'm like, oh, I understand what's happening now, you know, or if someone, maybe yes. it's like awkward to make eye contact, then I don't take it personally. I just hold the eye contact because I understand, oh, you know, maybe they are nervous to yeah. talk to me or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, good point. So you know? You worked through that yeah, totally and you understand it.
And I
better.
Understand where it's coming from rather yeah. than be like, oh, yeah, oh, they don't like me or, right. you know, I'm hard to talk to or am I not being welcoming?
Right. Am I not funny? Am I yeah. scary? Did I look scary?
Yeah. I'm trying not to internalize it anymore. I'm just like, oh, I think I know what's happening.
Right. Exactly. And I'm so proud of you because you did this whole thing. This whole thing is you.
Well, I can't do it without you.
Yeah, you can. You can do it without me. Easy. This whole thing is you. This is your creation. Who could have figured out, like, I would never have done that. Sat down and be like, oh, I think I'll start a fitness company. Like, all I do is sell and buy houses. Like, that's like, everybody does that. You can do that, right?
If you're lucky enough. Nobody does that.
Everyone. Like, you know, your dream is, you know, hopefully someday we can buy a house. That's all I do. But I'm not going to create something
that's
new.
One tiny thing.
Create
of what
something
you do.
New out of the cosmos. That's what you did. You were just like, I know. Let's start a dance fitness company. I would never do that. I'm always thinking like, wow, that's crazy that you were just like, and then I'll write oh, by the way, she's going to think this is funny, but I hadn't read the whole manual before.
You guys, she sent me an email a couple of weeks ago because we were just like, I just wanted to make sure our manual was up to date.
Reviewing it.
Yeah. And I'm like, can you review the manual and just like send back any edits you see or whatever? And she sends back an email. She's like, oh, wow. I've never read that. It's really good.
She's like, you've never read it? I only read like sections. I never read the whole thing.
Oh my God.
It is really good.
That's so funny.
I was like blown away. I was like, wow, this is a really good manual.
Thank you.
You should be proud of that.
But see, we never.
Oh, I tell her all the time too. I tell Kate, you. I'm talking to her.
She's looking at me right now. Not you guys. Me.
But how she could be a journalist too, you guys, just so you know. Because she has all these questions. I'm not good at questions. I'm not good. I'm just good at like talking to people or telling stories. But she is good at the questions. Oh my gosh. It's like, so I can't even think of one. I'm terrible at questions. But it's like, you know how journalists are constantly on, you know, thinking of everything how to ask. And she's like on the spot. Thinking of questions.
Yeah, but I think that's why I can make myself miserable.
She's a very good writer.
Oh, look at you. Wow. But I think that's partially why I make myself miserable because sometimes you're like, stop trying to figure it out. Stop trying to figure it out. You don't always have to figure it out.
Right.
Just
that's
accept
right.
that just it is. But it's because I have a very inquisitive mind.
And that's why we are a good balance.
That's why we are a good balance.
Because I
it's
was
great.
Like, I'm like, oh, I never thought of that question.
Yeah. But see how nice it feels for someone to be like, hey, I see what you're doing and I'm proud of you. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
not easy what
we
you're doing.
We should all be doing this.
We should all be telling each other yeah. this because the people that I look up to so much, I would never think that they needed me to tell me. Who am I to tell them that I'm proud of them? But I'm realizing it feels nice.
It matters. From
it matters.
Anybody.
Yeah,
anybody.
It does. To be like, oh my gosh, I am just a kid who somehow found herself as a grown-up trying to figure out this whole thing called life. Like, thank you so much for seeing me and seeing that I'm trying so hard.
Yeah, right. Exactly. I love that.
I love it too. And everybody must feel that way.
Oh, everybody must feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so now, like, I don't know. I feel like I kind of have an issue with authority figures sometimes. And so, like, even in this board meeting where I feel like everyone is smarter than me, everybody's more qualified. I feel like such an amateur sitting around there. But now, like, I'm going to compliment him more. I'm just going to go in and I'm going to be like, oh my gosh, that's such a brilliant idea. Or like, I am so impressed that you figured out how to do this.
And then you can change the culture a little bit. Yeah, so that everybody starts doing it.
Because then you almost have to be like, I got to puff my chest out a little bit and be like, no, I've got this. I'm not saying that they are doing that, but I feel like sometimes
that's our protection,
in a professional culture, though, you feel like, it's like weak to be like, oh my gosh, that's, or it seems almost immature to be like, oh wow, that is really good. You did a really good job.
Yeah. Or great talk.
Yeah.
Good job, Brene.
Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
I mean, exactly. Brene Brown probably wants someone to just come up and say,
I bet Brene Brown,
to her face and say, that was a really entertaining, good talk.
Like, I am so proud of you that you were able to do all of this work.
Like, I love that.
And deliver to the masses in a way that we can understand. She knows it.
You must know that. And I bet maybe some she does. Maybe she's done her work really, really well. But who doesn't want to hear that?
Yeah. I totally agree. I want to hear it.
Everybody wants to hear it.
And one thing that I also have been teasing out during this week, because it was just very shocking to me how her comment made me cry. I was like, why am I crying about this? What is happening? What's the message underneath this? Like, why am I crying? Because Marla told me she was, I'm so sorry. Why am I crying? Because Marla told me she was proud of me. And then I also realized that some more work that I need to do, personal work, it's always more. There's always more personal work to do. But like, I need to stop equating. I don't need to earn love. Mm. I don't need people to be proud of me to love me.
Mm-hmm. Good one.
I don't. And sometimes I feel like if I do a really good job,
they'll love me.
They'll love me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I need to work on that. I need to separate those two in my mind too. Like, I don't have to make anybody proud for them to love me. And that's why I said earlier today when you're like in this podcast, when you're like, yeah, but so many people love Ula. For me, they're different. Those are like, I've got to like, you know, somehow it's like there's something where those are getting
separated
or like, I don't know. I've got to understand that difference between love and being proud, and also going back to what you said, who it comes from.
Who it comes from.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, who am I trying to earn their love with by making them proud?
Yes.
Who am I trying to make proud?
I love that.
So that's just another.
That's a like, very nice layer to investigate.
To tease out and understand where that's
coming from. For all
of
us, really. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should all kind of take a look at that. Yeah. You know? And figure out
where we're... Is it really Mike for me?
Right? Is it really Mike?
It might be someone...
Else.
Yeah, it might be someone else, but I've somehow attached a bunch of stuff to him.
Well, you've attached a lot of things to Mike.
Yes. And he did kind of help me.
As I have with Rob.
Yeah.
I expect Rob to be a lot of things for me.
In long-term relationships.
I think so too, but again, we just hear happily ever after.
Yeah.
And we don't really hear the nitty-gritty of the rest.
What do I do? Yeah, exactly.
No, it's so true.
And should I be attaching so much stuff to this one person?
But you know what? He's a safe person to attach it to.
Super safe person. That's
and
exactly
that's probably
right.
Why you do.
That's exactly right. Good point.
And Rob, for me, they're like our rocks.
Yeah.
They're like our grounding.
They'll show up.
And they can show up and they will always show up.
Yeah, they will. We that's very that. True. No matter what we do.
Yeah, no matter how cuckoo.
We may act sometimes.
They still are.
They
like,
still
hey.
Are like, hey, what's going
hey.
On?
Hey, come
do you
here.
Want to go to dinner? I'm like, not really.
Yeah,
I don't eat anymore. And that's how you know you get in trouble when then Ray steps in and is like,
"Oh, Mom,
you should probably go
you need
eat."
To eat. Yeah, right.
I'm like, uh-oh.
So funny.
Wake up call.
So yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about adulting except we. We have to do it.
We have to do it. We are. I'm not 10 anymore. I'd like to go back.
I still, what age do you think that you are at? Like, like if you're like, yeah, this is how old I am.
Maybe like 10, 10 or 12.
Are you serious?
I'm pretty young. Pretty young.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's cute though. I think that's part of your
charm. I feel pretty young. Yeah.
10 or 12.
10 or 12. Then that's why I'm all like,
but then it's so
where's my ice cream?
But it's so weird to me that you like then have all of these people and things are so dependent on you.
Oh, maybe that's because I think I'm 10 or 12. Then I want to prove that I'm not.
Oh,
there's
sure.
There's
so
a
you're
dichotomy
like,
there.
So you're like, actually look at all that I can handle.
Exactly.
Like at all the responsibility I
right.
can have.
I'm a very gifted 10-year-old.
Yeah. 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 Right.
How old are you?
I'm like 21.
Oh, you're old.
Oh, yeah. I'm old enough.
21, you have to do so much stuff.
Not really.
Yeah, you have to, like, meet people and...
I don't care about that. I just, like... Oh, yeah. I think I'm, like, 21.
Oh, 21. Nice.
Yeah, I'm young.
You're young.
But I'm having lots of fun.
But you're older than me.
Way older than
you.
Yeah.
And that kind of seems that way sometimes.
I think that makes sense. But I'm also too young to have the responsibility of like owning
all this stuff.
All this stuff and like trying to manage all these things. I just, it's just like too many things for me to take care of.
Yeah.
I love the sense of like checking off everything on my to-do list and then I can like lay in my bed and watch Netflix. Like I get so much satisfaction out of that. Whereas you don't really care about that.
No, I play on my game.
Oh, yeah. Your game. Okay, 10-year-old. No, I play my game.
What's the word for this?
I eat my M&Ms and I play my game, okay?
It's like my dream come true.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
well, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah. Keep on.
Keep on keeping on.
You know what? And I just want to say, I am proud of you.
Proud of you.
Okay? I don't know all of you, but I know a lot of you out there. And you all are such cool people doing amazing things. So I'm going to start saying that to you more. I'm sorry I haven't. I'm going to do a better job. Yeah.
And I'm proud of you for listening.
Love you guys. 10-year-old. Love you guys. Bye.